This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always fun to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All kinds of stuff going on in the news today. Also, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that we've been taught to hate. Seriously, taught to hate. But you don't have to. If you're just tuning in, you know, and the first time you've heard, really, truly, head up, check out some of the stories, get a feel for what you're going to hear tonight. Because I don't cut back for newcomers. Anyway, always appreciate the time. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Also, a live feed on the face. Oh. You can check out our Facebook page. Always appreciate the time, again, that you spend there commenting on that as well. Also, so I'm so glad you could join us today. I do appreciate the time. Anyhow, let's just get to the first story, right? I mean, there is not enough to get through in a couple of hours. But this one in particular, I really like. And don't make fun of me, but I really do like it. You know, when the DOJ does a document dump, right? I don't know. I guess when it came to the Clinton and Lynch meeting, apparently somehow their children, their grandchildren, because that's what they said they talked about, right? They talked about family and grandchildren and that kind of stuff. And I guess the grandchildren are top secret, because when they did the document dump today, apparently, most of the documents were, like, so redacted. You know, the black ink was just, the big square was just all over the paper. Now, the ACLJ, which they're on our side, by the way, they attained hundreds and hundreds of pages as they're investigating a federal lawsuit on former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And that tarmac meeting she had, I don't know why they keep calling it a tarmac meeting. It was a in plain, quiet meeting. Supposedly nobody was supposed to be paying attention. With former President Bill Clinton. The DOJ and the FBI had an ongoing criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. And it kind of changed after that meeting. Every indication was that she was going to be indicted. Something was going to happen. Now, first, the Comey FBI, he lied to us. You know, last July, the ACLJ sent a FOIA request to both the Comey FBI and the Lynch Department of Justice asking for any documents related to the Clinton-Lynch plane meeting. The FBI and the then-dictatorship of James Comey replied, no records were located. Now, this is important. Mr. Comey responded, there were no records to locate. There was nothing he had to give them. The documents were received today from the Department of Justice, including several emails from the FBI to the DOJ. So shouldn't he have had copies of those? Don't you think that Comey should have had? Somebody should have maybe checked his sent box for him? Maybe he missed, maybe overlooked it. Right? being a director of the FBI, you'd think wouldn't be an issue. Now, one with the subject line, a flag, with correspondence between FBI officials Richard Quinn, FBI Media Investigation Publicity, and Michael Corton, and DOJ officials concerning flagging a story. About a casual, unscheduled meeting between former President Bill Clinton and the AG, the DOJ instructs the FBI to let me know if you get any questions about this. Why would he say that? Why would he even be concerned? And he also goes on to say, our talkers, the DOJ talking points on this, will send to you. Now, the FBI contains the subject line, security details coordinate between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. How could they coordinate it if it was a chance meeting? Remember, they happened to be at the same place, or something happened and they happened to end up in the same place? Now, just days before our FOIA request, the ACLJ said, a DOJ email chain under the subject line, FBI just called, indicates that the FBI is looking for guidance in responding to media inquiries. Why would they look for a response? Shouldn't they just tell the truth? It's FBI, right? Why would they need guidance? Obama ain't around. The Clintons aren't around. Why not just tell the truth? They're looking now for media inquiries that say that, hey, they've been told that the FBI prevented media from taking pictures of the Clinton-Lynch meeting. The discussion then went off email through several phone calls. Apparently, nobody in the NSA can find the transcripts for those phone calls, only for Trump's calls that happened in January, right? I mean, we're able to get our hands on those, but we can't on these. An hour later, Carolyn Pacomi of the Office of the Attorney General stated, I'll let Rybicki know. Jim Rybicki was the chief of staff, the senior counselor to the FBI Director Jim Comey. I mean, listen to this. Listen to how this is going back and forth. And it's not how do we get the documents to them. What's too secret to show them? It's how do we keep them from getting information? Isn't this wonderful? Wasn't the Obama administration the most transparent administration ever? That's what they kept telling us, anyway. And all this, after the FBI said, there are no records to show. Aren't we supposed to be able to trust them? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far, we'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
The natives are restless. Gotta come out and get you. The elephants are on the move. I know, it sounds kind of weird, right? I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Hey, head on to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there as well. Lots going on in the news. You've already heard some of the crazy stories. It's just nuts. Seriously, just some crazy stuff going on. You know I say it every night. I know it's kind of, you know, with a broad brushed when I say crazy. I just can't believe this stuff is happening. I got to call out to retired General Paul Vallely. You know, we have on the show from time to time. I want to find out what's going on with these generals. But what is actually going on behind the scenes? You really, you know, Levine thinks it's a coup. Limbaugh thinks it's a coup. I mean, I'm just amazed. I'm amazed, especially our generals, especially our military men. I'm amazed at how much these people... You know, the one thing about the United States was always that the transfer of power went so smoothly. Now, isn't it interesting that in the transfer of power from Mr. Obama, the Democrat Party, why is this so crazy? Why is this so hard? Why is this such a problem? Do they want to tank the country? Do they want to turn it in via violence to a socialist nation? Do they want it to be Venezuela North? I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. You guys are smarter than I am. Anyway, we're talking about really what went down. And the ACLJ has put in a request to the Department of Justice and the FBI, or had put in a request, for documents about the Lynch and Clinton meeting. Not only did it take them forever to get them, the FBI said there weren't any. However, now we find there were plenty. So if Comey lied, shouldn't that? I mean, my God, he was the FBI director. Why would he lie? What's he trying to hide? So on July 1st, 2016, just days before the FOIA request, a DOJ email chain under the subject line, FBI just called. I read that a little earlier, but the reason for that is, why are they looking for guidance? If a request is made, just give them the information. And again, also, on several of the documents that contain redactions, those redactions were requested by the FBI. So if they didn't have the documents, if they didn't know about them, couldn't find them, didn't have them, why would they ask for redactions? How could you ask for a redaction of something you don't know exists? Or where would you redact it if it didn't exist? I'm just curious. It's clear there were multiple records within the FBI responsive to our request. And that discussion regarding the meeting, I want to call it a suspicious meeting, between then A.G. Lynch and the husband of the subject of the ongoing FBI criminal investigation. Oh, Mr. Clinton, that's right. It went all the way up to the top of the FBI. It went all the way up to the director. And him and Lynch were trying to figure out how to deal with it. What do you mean, how to deal with it? I thought the law was equal across the land. I thought everybody was equal under the law, right? Including Mrs. Clinton. But on October 21st of 2016, Comey's FBI replied to the legal demands of ACLJ that no records responsive to your request were located. In other words, on the meeting of the meeting on the tarmac by Clinton and Lynch, no, there are no documents on that because it was just an impromptu meeting. Again, they lied to us, right? Now this is in direct contravention to the law. He goes on to say that we're preparing further legal action to force the FBI to come clean and turn over all the documents. So they believe there's more. Second, the hundreds of pages, heavily redacted, more on that. I mean, you know what? When you on that issue, there are so many redactions. If they truly were just talking about the grandkids and family issues, why do you need so many redactions? I mean, let's start talking about where they were going to be vacationing with the exact address on there. Why is there a problem? These guys must have been freaking out. Because here they had the documents. I mean, who was going to challenge them at the time? And they were coming up on their reign. Although, again, I think they didn't respond quickly. They didn't think about something. These documents were asked for a year ago. Anybody can tell me why they didn't respond? Anybody want to? Right? You get right. Because Clinton was going to be president. She was going to push this. She wasn't going to let this happen. And this clear, just crystal clear evidence that the mainstream media was colluding with the DOJ. As that word again. I like that word. Colluding with the DOJ to bury the story. A Washington Post reporter speaking of the Clinton Lynch meeting story said, I'm hoping I can put it to rest. The same Washington Post reporter interacting with the DOJ spin team implemented special DOJ requests to change his story to make the Attorney General appear in a more favorable light. The New York Times reporter apologetically told the Obama DOJ that he was being pressed into service to have a cover story like now. The DOJ press office stated, I also talked to the ABC producer who noted, notice he said ABC, not Fox, not CNN or any of those at this point. But he specifically reached out to an ABC producer who noted that they aren't interested. Even if Fox runs it, they're not going to do anything with it, which is nothing new, right? They don't run any stories on Democrats, not a one. 2 days after the meeting, DOJ officials in a chain of emails included emails from Attorney General Lynch herself, ones that she wrote, that she sent. She says in the email that the media coverage of the meeting looks like all or most are Fox and that CBS just said a few lines about the meeting. So they only covered the meeting for a few seconds. No big deal, right? I mean, I'm sure this doesn't surprise any of you. That mainstream media was covering for them? Mainstream media didn't say much about it? What do we have to do to make it stop? We've elected a president. I guess we have to elect people with spines. What do you think? I'm kind of there in my head. I want more people with spines. I want more people that are going to step up, stand up, whatever you want to call it, and fight. And listen, for those of you that are, I don't know, sold out to your local congressman or whatever, if your congressman isn't doing his job, find another conservative. Replace him. I'm so done right now. You don't even know. I'm so done with these parties. I want Americans. I want American adults running this country. What do you think? Anybody on board? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. We've got a few commercials. We'll be back in a minute. Got to pay for the show unless you're sending the checks.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do want you a part of the conversation. I do want you engaged and involved. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen, you can buy my shirts. I usually wear them. I didn't. Oh, look at me. I'm blending in with the wall tonight. I almost look like a floating head. Hey, close. I got the shirt's blue and black. The background's blue and black. Check it out. Anyway, I am Joe. Sorry. I am Joe. See, little things amuse me. I guess I'm not trying to amuse you. I'm trying to amuse me. Anyway, always a pleasure. Thanks, guys, for being with me. Appreciate you paying attention, spending time with me, and just being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about the, we were talking. I'm done with that particular story, but with the ACLJ trying to get the information they need from the Department of Justice. That's why I said, you know, who can we trust any of these groups anymore? The FBI, NSA, CIA, ABC, CD. I mean, really, who can we trust to be on our side? Who can we trust to really believe and really act on the fact that nobody, absolutely nobody's above the law? Not the president of these United States. Nobody is above the law. You know, and I kind of feel the way some of the other people feel, you know, when it comes to Rush and Levine and what have you. There may be a coup, a shadow government, if you would. People in the background trying to. But I think there's a lot. I'm not so sure. It's this big, elaborate, concerted effort, like some of you believe. We've seen some rogue boneheads picked up as of late because they feel like they're doing a service for the country, showing how bad Trump is. And, you know, these conversations that we hear about, the ones that were just leaked, if you think about it, what in there is so terrible? See, they're making a big deal out of the fact that Trump, for political reasons, was talking about how to Netanyahu, what is his name, the president of Mexico, how they were talking about, hey, you can't say you're not paying for that wall. You know, from a political standpoint, we got to work something out here. And that's like so bad, so terrible, so nasty. But apparently they had no problem with the DNC. Remember those emails? That was okay. To try to bury Bernie for being Jewish in the South, right? That was fine. Making fun of that black woman's name. I don't even know what it was. Right? Let's not forget the Taco Bowl group. Remember that? All those apparently were fine. We're okay. This is what I keep talking about. When I talk about the hypocrisy of the left, the hypocrisy of the self-righteous, the ones who think that they've got all the right answers, that you should act the way they want you to act, that's what's scary, is they actually believe it. They actually believe that they got their finger on the pulse of righteousness. So if Trump is trying to talk to the president of Mexico, saying, okay, we've got to work this out so it's a win-win on both sides, that's bad. That's terrible. But when you're actually talking about burying another candidate, cheating. Yeah, they cheated. Come on, think about it. The Dems cheated so that Bernie wouldn't win. That's okay. And we now come to find out it wasn't a chance. Well, we all kind of knew it, but I'm one of those guys who go, prove it to me. We have a chance meeting on a tarmac. But it's not chance. That the FBI said, you know, it wasn't a big deal. They didn't take any notes, but they did. That Comey told us he didn't have, when he was asked, in a FOIA request, you know, records request for those emails, for anything pertaining to that meeting, he said he didn't have any. Now we find out that he did. And it was just a conversation, remember, about grandchildren and such. Supposedly there was no wrongdoing. Yet everything on those emails have been redacted. Why? Let's say everything, you know what I mean. Two-thirds have been redacted. The page is mostly black. So, so much information has been redacted, they were almost useless. In a press release last year, it was Judicial Watch today announced that the Justice Department refuses to disclose the talking points developed by the Obama Justice Department to help it respond to press inquiries about controversial June 27, 2016 tarmac meeting between Lynch and Clinton. The Justice Department heavily redacted the documents under the Exemption B-5 Act, which allows agencies to withhold draft or deliberative process material. The blackout material centers around talking points drafted and used by the Justice response to press inquiries about the Lynch-Clinton meeting. In other words, we don't want you to see nothing. Seriously. And again, I'm just going to come back and keep saying, because remember, they beat up the fact that they're the righteous ones. They're the ones that tell the truth. They're the ones that don't have any real problems. It's all the way we handle ourselves. It's all in what we're doing. Right? Come on. Think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Some of you guys may not like this. And it's funny because we had, remember, Andrew Kay was on the show last week. And we, no, this week. Last week. My God. Time's flying, but not that fast. And we were talking about some of these, you know, either you believe in the Constitution. No, we're talking about Joe Arpaio. That was it. And him going to jail or him being found guilty. Which is, come on, really, seriously. Anybody surprised? Raise your hand if you're surprised. Because if you're surprised, then you're not paying attention. But I said to her on the other side that, let's say that, because we know his attitude. I like Joe. We've interviewed him. And let's say Joe did blow off the court order because he didn't like it or he didn't believe it to be constitutional. All right. Now, if he did that, knowing full well he was in contempt of court, and now he's found guilty of being in contempt of court, should we, as quote-unquote constitutional conservatives, should we as law-abiding Americans be surprised? If he broke the law, should he have been found guilty of the law? I'm curious as to what some of you think in the Facebook room, in the Facebook feed, and the website feed. In all seriousness. So either we believe in the freedoms that we say, we believe in the rule of law, we believe that we should be doing these things, or we don't. Right? So here's another one I got to ask you about. And you can respond during this. Whether you do it in the Facebook feed and or the live chat room on the website. There was a teen in Staff of the Pledge because he says America sucks. Now, the teacher responded a little weirdly, according to the article. It's become almost a trend for some people to show their hatred for this country. We know that's true. But everyone seems to be okay with it. One student decided that he wasn't going to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance because he said America sucks. But he wasn't expecting the teacher's response. The 15-year-old Shamar Cooper, he attends Eisenhower High School in Blue Island, Illinois. During Spanish class, he sat in a seat during the pledge after his teacher told him that he had to stand up. He still refused, saying that America sucks. Cooper's mother, Kelly Porter, was apologetic, but only for her son's choice of language. She defended his choice to remain seated during the pledge. But while Porter and Cooper thought the problem was over, the next time he went to class, the teacher responded in an unexpected way. Cooper tried to remain seated again, but this time, the teacher tried physically to pull him out of his chair. Porter responded by reporting the violence to the Blue Island police and threatened to press charges against the teacher. She also said it was proud for her son for standing up for his beliefs and for making a statement against oppression and police violence. It's funny, because when the cops showed up, right, they pulled the little boy out, right? No, they didn't. They did not pull the little boy out. Little African-American kid. They didn't do anything to him. America doesn't respect blacks, Cooper said. Until they stop killing us, I'm going to stand up. I'm not going to stand up. Again, misinformed little guy. Porter agreed, adding that we don't hate America. It's the behaviors that are put out from some of the people towards black people that we disapprove of. The principal of the high school sided with the family against the teacher, saying Eisenhower High School takes the allegations of violation of students' rights seriously. Porter wasn't satisfied, saying that she thinks the teacher should be suspended. So here's my thought on this. Again, I know you won't like it, but here's my thought on it. The teacher should never put her hands on the kids. That's number one. If you want to know the rest of what I think, guess what you're going to have to do? You've got to come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, really. A couple of minutes, you can put up with it. We believe in capitalism, too, don't we? We'll be right back.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening in real time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. You know what? From the heart, people, I really appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's about 3,000 of the shows you can listen to out there. I know that my show is a little off at times. You know what I mean? Just a tad. But I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. You know, I want to do some of the odd stories, some of the awkward stories. And things I get in a lot of trouble for, believe it or not. Hey, Barb from Kentucky, thanks for being with me tonight. Donna from New York. And Gina from Virginia. And Mark from Arkansas, I really appreciate you guys being with me, and I can't do it all the time. I try to do it when I can. I love when you shout out where you're from. Gives me an idea who's listening and why, and who's bored out of their mind. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just having some fun with you. Anyway, I actually, frankly, you know how what I always say is I think that it shows how high your IQ is that you're listening to this show, and I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us, the time that you're spending with me anyway. and listening and paying attention and being part of. I want to hear what you have to say. I really do. So if you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I do appreciate the time that you're in here with me. All right. The and one of these days, we got to bring that couple back on, the husband who was getting a lung transplant from the VA or trying to, and how far along they are. So I'm going to bring them on, give you some updates, because some of you have asked, and I will let you know. I will let you know when they're comfortable coming on talking about it, all right? So you got to give some thought to this. I do not want you, please don't, okay? I want you to think about, really seriously think about, when somebody, first of all, sits down for the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, I, if it's a religious reason, at least have enough respect to leave the room. Really, let the rest of us who want to promote, who do take pride, who do understand what this country really honestly stands for, not what we've been told. And so, you know what I mean? Just give us some respect. The same respect that you want. I won't make fun of you. Just leave the room. Now, this 15-year-old Shamar Cooper, and whose mom is very proud of him, and he decided to sit because America sucks. Now, the only thing she's upset about is this choice of words. So America sucks. Now, I want you to think about something. Give some thought to this. First of all, he's believing the garbage that the Dems shoved down his throat. No, blacks are not killed by police at a higher rate than whites. It's just wrong. It's not true. That's number one. Okay. Number two is, little mister, that America sucks so bad that you weren't taken outside and shot for what you said. That's how bad we suck. All right? Because we allow freedom of speech, true freedom of speech. You want socialism? You want to, in your little mind, believe like your mom that everything is okay in a socialist environment, so to speak? Go to Venezuela. I'm sure you get fair treatment there. Everybody gets exactly the same. Nothing. Everybody gets the same 12 sheets of toilet paper for the month. The 2 gallons of milk, right? 1.5 chickens. Whatever it works out to be, I don't know. But go down there. Let that, if that's what you're looking for. Remember, the reason you can say that America sucks in a classroom, that actually, my friend, is on American soil, protected by American police and American military, okay, that is maintained and has been built on the back of the American taxpayer, the America that sucks. And the reason you're allowed to get that education that you're allowed to get is because, I guess, because America sucks. You get where I'm going with this? So America sucks so bad that you're still alive. And not because you're black, and not because you're a little black boy. That's not it at all. Because in other countries, it doesn't matter what color you are, what height, how small, how wide, whether you have two parents, one parent, whatever it is. You start talking against the country, you're gone. You disappeared. Nobody knows where you went. Well, they all know where you went. But you're done. You're finished. Do you not understand that? That little America sucks thing? Anyhow. And then even though the principal of the high school sided with the family, right, the mother still wasn't satisfied. She wants that teacher suspended. Now, I'm sorry, I do not believe that that teacher should have put her hands on that kid. I just don't. I don't think it was right. So that was wrong. Something should be, I don't know, I can't remember if it was male or female, but something should be done to the teacher. That's number one. Number two is, for some of you who, I know it's going to be tough for some of you, did that kid have a right to sit? Nah, not the America sucks things. That's all I'm saying. If we all believe in the freedoms that you want, that I want, do you believe that that child had a right to sit? I'm curious. Because I do. I don't... right? I mean, I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I think he was wrong in doing it. I think he's been taught wrong. I don't know him well enough to know that maybe it was just a stunt. I have no clue. Right? I mean, sometimes, or again, if it's a religious thing, if it's truly a religious thing, why would you want to be in there listening to that anyhow? Step outside for a few minutes. Just step out, let everybody else do their thing, and then come back. So anyhow, I will tell you, me, Joe Messina, he had a right, he has a right not to salute the flag. He has a right not to pledge allegiance to the flag. He even has a right to say America sucks. I mean, if that's truly what us conservatives believe, he has a right to do all of that. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I think there should be some understanding. I think, you know, instead of the teacher grabbing him, maybe that was a great learning lesson. Maybe that was a great time for her to get up to the blackboard and have the sense and the knowledge and the know what America has done for people. Yeah, you know, here's a list of the things that America has done bad in the past. The areas that we've been off. Did we sanction slavery to a degree? Yes, to a degree we did. Did we treat black people terribly at one time in history? Yes, actually we did. We treated Italians terribly. We treated the Irish terribly. We treated the Germans and the Japanese terribly. Yeah, we've had some dark times in our history. But guess what? We make up for them. We turn them around. We realize our mistakes. We work hard at making them better. I was saying the other night, what other country you know that goes in, for all intents and purposes, you know, fights a battle, bombs another country to bring civility back, to bring peace back, and then with American taxpayer dollars, we help rebuild? Who does that? I think we're idiots, but that's just me. See, there's my freedom of speech thing kicking in there, right? But you see where I'm going with this. So I'm sorry that some of you feel that the kids should be punished or something should be. Don't. Don't. You either believe in freedom of speech or you don't. But I believe the teacher, if the teacher really, really was thinking, instead of just being mad, wouldn't it have been great to turn that into a learning moment? A learning hour? I'd even ask the kids who stood and did the Pledge of Allegiance, why did you do that? Do you know why you're standing? Do you know why you love the country? Are you just saying it because mommy said it? Or daddy said it? Come on, guys, really. Work with me here. People, when you think about this, what was it? Yeah, there you go. Somebody already did it. Beat me to it. Kaepernick. Right? When he took a knee in protest, I even said at the time, shut up. Don't say anything. It's okay. Let him do his thing. I would have rather him have left the field. But if he wanted to do that, good for him. Was he flipping burgers today? See, that's how capitalism works. Because he's an ass. Almost. He's a butt. No, think about it. Because he talked about how bad this country was. How bad it was. Here's a black man refusing because we're so bad for black people. Refusing to stand and pledge allegiance. Or just stand and be peaceful about it. Because of how badly blacks are treated, a man that makes millions of dollars a year, or made, not anymore, right? In an oppressive country. Wow. Terrible. And now what do you have? You have, he's out of work, and so are many others. And then people forget the Civil War. And we already know that because you've heard people say they have no clues what the Civil War was about. Which is heartbreaking. When you have black people that don't know what the Civil War is about, that's heartbreaking. But as I recall, in the Civil War, there weren't only black people that died. The last I recall, there were many whites that died in the Civil War for the freedom of blacks. You know, we're such nasty people. Don't you know that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots coming up in the next hour as well. I've got so many stories I want to try to get to. Not that I will. We're talking about Wasserman Schultz. She speaks out on the IT staffer's arrest, but she thinks he's being racially profiled. Such a damn thing to say, isn't it? And then we're going to talk a little bit about Lena Dunham. I don't know why. I only a little notice, I say, because I can't stomach talking a lot about her. But she, her accusation that there were transphobic conversations going on by employees at a New York City airport, I don't know. Maybe we should revoke her citizenship or something. I can't believe anybody that stupid. And guess what's on the rise? If you're looking for a business to invest in, no, really, I mean, the economy's turning around. You got a few bucks you want to invest? Apparently, professional cuddling is on the rise. That's right. It's booming under Trump. And we'll talk more about that in the next hour. That's right. Cuddling. Not something I'll tell you right now, you won't make any money off of me. How did we start there? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Remember, if you're on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour. I don't know why. Their rules, not mine. Otherwise, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.